This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
2016. I'm Alex Jones coming to you here from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. David Knight is going to be co-hosting from the War Room as well today, and our intrepid reporters Takari Jackson and Michael Zimmerman are going to be on the ground in California, where Trump is set to be speaking again tonight. Now, the pro-Democratic Party slash Clinton slash Bernie supporters running around with their red flags and F Trump t-shirts have, of course, made international news last night when they attacked reporters, police, police horses, random citizens' cars, and city property. And, of course, the reporters that were attacked were our reporters. Shakari Jackson was hit with a rock. He's been tear gassed before. Joe Biggs was hit with a rubber bullet in Ferguson, but that was a few years ago. This happened last night. And Shakari Jackson is coming up live with Michael Zimmerman. They've now gotten to California. Reportedly, they're getting off a plane as we speak, but as soon as they get in position, we'll be able to speak to them live, and David Knight is going to be interviewing them coming up. But Donald Trump has come out and said that these people should basically go home to their mommies, and that some of them are still wearing diapers, which I think is really an archetypal symbol of these people, a bunch of ignorant Arrested Development folks that want a bunch of freebies.
And the guy, oh, no, not another one. Where is he? How old is this kid? How old is this kid? Get out of here. Get out of here. Still wearing diapers. Look at this kid. The kid looks like he's 10 years old. I've never seen that. It's unbelievable. That's the youngest protester I've ever seen. Actually, Ted Cruz had a very young one also. I've never seen anybody like that. All right. And did you see? I said, get out of here, and he ran out. It was great. I wished everybody. Is it fun to be at a Trump rally? Where? I mean, is this the greatest? Yeah, all right, get him out. Get him out. Come on, go home to mommy.
Theme has emerged this morning when I was watching the videos, 7 or 8 of them, that Shakari and Zimmerman shot inside these melees in Albuquerque, New Mexico. These are people that are there trying to stop others from having free speech. They're there screaming and yelling hatefully. And most importantly, they're blaming Donald Trump for the corruption in America and for all of our problems. And as if he did all of this, not the Democratic and Republican parties that have been in power so long that are so scared of Donald Trump. So when we come back from break, we're going to play some of these clips today. But because of time constraints, obviously, there's hours of this. Go to InfoWars.com, and the videos are embedded in 2 different articles. The top story is anti-Trump mob attacks journalists, horses during Albuquerque riot, another night of mayhem caused by violent Bernie supporters. But then if you read mainstream news headlines, police and riot gear quell chaos outside New Mexico Trump rally. You have to read deeper into the articles to find out that these were anti-Trump, anti-free speech people, and mainly Bernie Sanders supporters. It's like when they caught the gay pastor in Austin false flagging Whole Foods because they had a surveillance camera that the cake didn't say fag on it when he left. None of them would say that he'd been caught lying, just that he dropped his lawsuit. You had to dig to find out that he'd set it all up. I mean, again, they cover up for their own people, even when they're attacking free speech and the press. We're going to go to break, come back, and break it all down on this very important Wednesday transmission, because the theme's emerging. Obama wants to censor. Hillary wants to censor. The communist Chinese are censoring. Europe's censoring. And now Facebook's coming in openly censoring. And the Federal Elections Commission says they want to censor drugs and the internet. They're coming not just for our guns, but for our children, our private property, our right to religion, our free speech across the board. And InfoWars is standing firmly against it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yo, man. Bro, you sent me with a freaking rock. What's your name, bro? You sent me with a rock. You said, yeah, you.
And that was InfoWars.com reporter Jakari Jackson being hit with a rock last night in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Our reporters also witnessed other members of the press being attacked and just random people that were on the street in Albuquerque as a mob of, looks like close to 1,000 or more people showed up to try to frustrate free speech, try to stop Donald Trump from speaking. Now, I want to just point something out here. What Donald Trump is doing is genius. Some people say, hey, he's already won these states. They're not going to contest his nomination. They may still contest the nomination coming up in Cleveland in July. And so he shouldn't be traveling to California. I've seen this in the news. He shouldn't be going to Albuquerque because This just antagonizes people. See, his free speech is bad, and when they come and try to stop Donald Trump and his supporters, or just people that want to go see what Donald Trump has to say, when they come and try to shut down their hard-won First Amendment, paid for in blood since 1776 and in countless wars that became the model of free speech worldwide, they're trying to pull down that precious thing and attack it. And the controlled corporate media, like MSNBC and others, going back to Chicago, you know, 6 months ago, have been trying to cover up that they are the ones that are violent. They are the ones that are hateful. They are the ones that are attacking innocent people. They are the ones using endless profanity. And even going after people that tell them, hey, I'm just in line to see Trump. I don't even agree with him. They've attacked their own fellow brethren, trying to get in to cause disruptions when the mob on the outside runs into their own infiltrators in the line. So, who are the bigger problems here? The dumb, mindless, conditioned, useful idiots that are programmed by mainstream media to really think Donald Trump's this fascist that hates them and wants to, you know, send Hispanics to Siberia? Or is it the corporate whore media that is sitting there preying on people? I want to play just an excerpt of this. The full video is up on Infowars.com from MSNBC and Chris Hayes. Headline, MSNBC panel calls out Trump for pushing the crazy vortex, close quote, of Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, conspiracy theories. And they go on to say, we talk about JFK. Trump talks about JFK assassination. You know, we talk about Vince Foster. We talk about the 90s. Well, of course it's fair game that people died mysteriously around the Clintons in the 90s. Of course it's fair game that they ran all sorts of scams and frauds and gave missile secrets to the communist Chinese. She wants to be president, co-president again. She says Bill Clinton will be co-president like an economic czar and run our economy. This guy that goes around swindling all these foundations, all these charities. I mean, enough is enough of the Bushes and the Clintons. Republicans and libertarians and conservatives rejected the Bushes and their attempt at another term, a fourth term, basically. Two of George W. Bush, one of George Herbert Walker Bush. This would have been a fourth term if Jeb got in. And we're simply saying we don't want more Clintons. And their response is to act like they control reality and go, it's crazy. He's going back in time. It's crazy. They're bringing up the JFK assassination as if they control reality, as if they're the real news and everything else isn't real. Because they have a bunch of people around a table laughing and giggling and ridiculing. That doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, we're going to play a clip from MSNBC in just a moment, what happened with that. But, you know, this is absolutely amazing what Alex was saying. The fact that we've heard this before. We hear this every time there are these protesters. They say, well, you know, Trump shouldn't go to New Mexico and California. That's like saying this jogger who was raped in Central Park shouldn't go there because that area is owned by the racist, by the rapist, rather. Now these areas are owned by the racists who are telling us, no, you can't come here. You can't exercise free speech. Chicago, you know, that's Bill Ayer's university. We don't support free speech there. We don't tolerate dissent there. It's our view. Or we're going to shut you down with violence. And that's what we're seeing here. You know, we've got an amazing program today. We've also got some amazing admissions from the Saudis. You know, we're starting to see this whole 9/11 thing unravel. The key to this was the 28 pages. And we couldn't get traction on that. Even when we had people who were sitting on the 9/11 commission, they couldn't get traction on this until we had Donald Trump enter this. And then it got traction. Now, first thing they did was National Review, of course, said that Donald Trump sounded like an Alex Jones caller. We've got another report today from the New York Times making fun of Trump because he gets his talking points, they say, from Alex Jones. Well, you know, the missing 28 pages of the 9/11 report is something that many have been talking about since this happened. Those who were part of the senior Senate Intelligence Committee, the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. They've been trying to get these pages declassified. We've just had the Senate come out and say they're going to allow victims' families to sue Saudi Arabia. So now the Saudis are saying, and listen to this, from Breitbart Israel, Saudi press says U.S. blew up the World Trade Center to create the war on terror. So we said this was going to unravel.
And now we're starting to see the rats squealing on each other. Look, the Saudis have been intimately connected with the CIA for a very long time. And I think the CIA thought that they could throw the Saudis in on this thing and then cover it up with redaction, and it would all be fine. But now this whole thing is starting to unravel. Today we're also going to have Dr. Francis Boyle on. He's going to be talking to us with an update about what's going on with the Zika virus. This is a man who is one of the world's foremost experts on bioterrorism. He wrote the bioterrorism treaties, and he's going to talk to us about the new GMO mosquitoes who are being used as a vector. Is this a test case? Is this something that was engineered for gain of function? Or is it just a false alarm? We're going to talk about all those possibilities. We're also going to have Joel Skousen, who's going to be joining us. He's going to talk about what's going on in Venezuela and other flashpoints throughout the world. And, of course, this last weekend, we covered this last night on the nightly news. This last weekend, Venezuela had a massive military exercise. 500,000 people in the military and the police were called out on a military exercise. Now, they said that they were aiming it at the U.S., that the USA is threatening to invade Venezuela. Nobody believes that. Not even the people in Venezuela believe that. They understand that with people starving and hunting dogs and cats on the streets of the major cities trying to find food, nobody can get food, they can't get medical care, they understand that they're right at the threshold of total revolution. There may be a military coup. They're trying to get a peaceful resolution of this with a recall election. But, of course, they have to have 4 million signatures on this in a country that only has 30 million people. And as they got to 1.8 million, we had the dictator there, Maduro, say that if anybody who works for the government signs that petition for a recall election, they're going to lose their job. Well, in a socialist country like that, you probably don't have a job unless you work for the government. Do you want to lose your job as everybody is losing their food there? And this goes back 4 years to the banning of firearms, folks. We've covered this before at Infowars.com. The idea that 4 years ago they banned all firearms in Venezuela, and then they had victim disarmament zones, except they just call them disarmament centers, okay? Where you turn in your weapons. And in this city, in this country where they cannot feed their people, they spent $47 million to set up these disarmament centers to collect people's guns. What happened next was they came after the police. They started hunting the police on the street to take their guns, hunting and killing them. We've reported about that at Infowars.com. So we're going to be talking to Joel Skousen about that and the breakdown of society in Venezuela and, of course, our politicians on the Democrat side. And this is what's so scary about this, folks. We see the same tactics happening in America, the same socialist policies that have destroyed Venezuela they're promoting for America. We see Bernie Sanders, this charming old man to many, who is promoting the policies that are bringing this country into an Armageddon. And, of course, Hillary Clinton promoting gun confiscation. This is where the Democrats are leading us. This is what's so concerning about this, the fact that people look at these individuals and say, well, I don't like her, I don't like him, but I like this guy over here, never looking at their policies, never looking at what their policies have produced worldwide. It doesn't matter what area of the world it is. It doesn't matter the ethnicity of these people. It doesn't matter what their economy is based on. It's the philosophy, stupid. It's socialism. And socialism always leads to this. And so we're going to be talking about that with Joel Skousen. As we talked about these riots that are happening there, we've got a report that's up on the Drudge Report from Paul Joseph Watson. Did we go to war, Indiana residents ask? They had a massive military drill in Indiana. Why is it that it is paranoid when we say, why are you doing these massive drills? You know, Venezuela does one with 500,000 people in their military, and everyone's saying, look, they're doing it to intimidate their citizens. But, of course, that's not why the U.S. government does these raids or does these drills. That had nothing to do with Jade Helm. They didn't put out Jade Helm to intimidate us. Oh, no. No, no, no. That wasn't about intimidation. And quite frankly, that was a little bit of what it was about. The key thing, I think, that Jade Helm was about was mastering the human domain. What does that mean? That means geospatial intelligence. And we're going to talk about how, as we have these drills, this military drill in Indiana, another SWAT team raid on jets, they said it was not a credible threat. And yeah, they come in with guns drawn, SWAT team on two different jets. People are tweeting out about this and saying, you know, I don't know what's going on. I hope I see you later. Scaring people to death threatening people even when they say it's not a credible threat. Well, you know what is a credible threat? What they are doing in terms of spying on us. We're going to talk about the reactions of Silicon Valley and the reactions of automotive companies because the cars are next. The FBI is coming to automotive executives and saying, you're going to cooperate with us. You're going to put backdoors in the cars so we can spy on people like we do with their phones. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to HarvestRight.com. That's 800-594-4635 or HarvestRight.com.
I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to be talking about a wide variety of issues today. It is absolutely amazing. You know, most days it's really like trying to drink out of a fire hose to see the news feed that's coming out, but today is especially heavy. We had our reporters who were in Albuquerque, New Mexico yesterday. Jakari Jackson got stoned. Yeah, they threw a rock at him, folks. Jakari doesn't get stoned that way. But very violent, and we've got a lot of clips that we're going to show that. Of course, we're going to talk to our reporters the bottom of the third hour. We're also going to have Dr. Francis Boyle, an expert on bioterrorism. He's going to be here with an update on the Zika virus and genetically modified mosquitoes as a disease vector. We're also going to be talking to Joel Skousen about Venezuela and other flashpoints. And as I just mentioned, you know, they've had gun control for 4 years in Venezuela. People are hunting now cats and dogs to eat in the streets after socialism has taken its full effect. They're also hunting down the cops to get their weapons because they've got gun control. And when they enacted gun control, one of the things that they did was to ban prepping. They called it hoarding. So you want to make sure, as we see ourselves being drugged down this path by the Democrat Party, the same path that Venezuela has been drugged down. Of course, Bernie Sanders praises Venezuela and Nicaragua. We got the clips from him 30 years ago. He comes back and he says, well, you know, I love the spirit of their revolution and everything. We saw where that happened in Nicaragua. Bernie Sanders won't admit to that. His followers don't care about socialism. They don't care about the ultimate effect of that. And, of course, we got Hillary Clinton, who has economic advisors like Joe Stiglitz, who advocate the very policies that were implemented by Hugo Chavez and his successor, the bus driver, Maduro. This guy was a bus driver, okay? Kind of like, you know, making a president out of a community organizer. Maduro was a bus driver. Then he became a union leader. Then he got elevated to the highest levels, eventually became president in Venezuela. Ain't socialism great? You don't have to accomplish anything. They just put you, if they like you, they vote for you. You know, it's kind of like Bernie Sanders here. But when you think about this, when you think about the prepping and everything, understand now is the time to prepare before the shelves are empty, before the Democrats get in power, shut down our economy, take our guns, outlaw prepping, get your stuff, get your weapons to protect yourself from the mobs, from the Democrats. Right now, we've got a special on Survival Shield X2. 20% off. We've extended this sale. Of course, that's our nascent iodine. 99.99% pure iodine salt crystals that come from deep within the earth. Lab tested for purity. Right now, you can get that for 20% off. Just a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we still have our InfoWars newsletter. Now, that's a free newsletter you can sign up for. You can find that at InfoWars.com/newsletter. If you sign up for that free newsletter, we'll send you a promo code, 50% off our two most popular T-shirts, the Hillary for Prison T-shirt and our Come and Take It T-shirt. And then with that free newsletter, you'll get a lot of unique content that will be sent to you via email, as well as promo codes for many of the other products that we sell. So it's a way that you can connect with us, a way that we can thank you with specials that we offer from time to time. And again, that newsletter is free. And with that newsletter, you get 50% off for, if you sign up for it, 50% off for our two most popular T-shirts, Hillary for Prison and Come and Take It. Now, as I was pointing out in the last segment, we've got the New York Times coming out. And, of course, we had the Wall Street Journal come after Donald Trump and call him an Alex Jones caller. That's the way they began their article when Donald Trump talked about the missing 28 pages in one of the Republican debates. Never mind the fact that we'd had Senator Bob Graham, Senator Bob Kerry, we'd had Reagan's Secretary of the Navy, Lehman. All of them had been on the 9/11 Commission. Graham and Kerry had been on the Senate Intelligence Committees. They were all decrying the fact that we had 28 pages that talked about Saudi involvement, they said, and they'd been liberally redacted. They said this needs to be declassified. And they've been talking about this ever since the report was finished. They couldn't get any traction until Donald Trump talked about it. When Donald Trump talked about it, the mainstream media, which has remained silent on this issue, has never covered this issue. They have, whenever we covered it, and we've covered it constantly, they would say, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists. And then when Donald Trump said something about it, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist, too. He listens to Alex Jones. That's why he's talking about this kind of stuff. Now it is starting to unravel. As I mentioned before, Breitbart News in Israel has a report here. The Saudi press says U.S. blew up the World Trade Center to create a war on terror. Of course, we linked to this yesterday on Infowars.com. The Saudi press is still furious over the U.S. Senate's unanimous vote approving a bill that allows the families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia. This time, the London-based Al Hayat Daily has claimed the U.S. planned the attacks on the World Trade Center in order to create a global war on terror. I'm going to break this down for you more when we come back. It is starting to unravel. The rats are starting to squeal on each other. We knew this would happen. That's why it's so important. Even if the 9/11 report is complete fiction, we need to get the rats squealing on each other. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. As I pointed out earlier, we've been talking to Joel Skousen later in the show, as well as Dr. Francis Boyle. We've got our reporters who are in Anaheim now. There's going to be another Trump rally in Anaheim, and I guess a Dreamer riot to go along with it. And we're going to talk to our reporters. We've got a massive amount of video that's on Infowars.com. It's linked by the Drudge Report. Here's the title of the article, Communist Anti-Trump Rioters Attack Police. Destroy property in Albuquerque. Yeah, they smashed a glass door going into the convention center. They smashed police cars. Jakari was hit with a stone. Guy threw a stone at him. They were throwing all kinds of stuff at people in wheelchairs, okay? They should know better than to go there and to have a political rally that these people from Mexico don't like, because that's what they were doing. All of them waving, you know, they're burning American flags. They are carrying Mexican flags and yelling in Spanish as what the police called a gauntlet of hate. That was what the police called it. a gauntlet of hate for the people who are going to hear a political speech. You can't tolerate political speech. You shouldn't go somewhere like New Mexico because it's already been taken over by people who have no respect for our rule of law. And when I talk about our rule of law, I'm talking about our Constitution that says you have a right to free speech. They have absolutely no tolerance for other people's free speech. And, you know, let me just say as an aside here, we've talked about George Clooney and his hatred for Donald Trump. Let's talk about what his wife did. His wife tried to prosecute a genocide denier from Turkey and put him in jail. Now, I believe there was an Armenian genocide. I think it's easy to establish that that fact of history. But Amal Clooney tried to get a guy from Turkey. Turkey wants to get into the European Union, so they want to say that Turkey never committed genocide against the Armenians. Of course, that's where the term came from. That was they coined the term genocide because of the way the Turks treated the Armenians. But Turkey wants to become part of the European community, so they've got to rehabilitate their image. So they've got a guy who is denying that the Armenian genocide ever happened. Fine. We can handle that. We've got such a thing as free speech. We can talk about history. We can show the facts. We can interview people. But their approach, the approach of the Cloonies, the approach of the Democrats, is to try to throw people in jail. And so Amal Clooney tried to prosecute this guy with the European Commission, tried to throw him in jail. That's the intolerance of the Democrats. That's what we're seeing in New Mexico, probably what we'll see in Anaheim, California as well. Coming after anybody that they don't agree with, trying to shut them up, trying to jail them. We see that from the people that we need to jail climate deniers. We need to use the RICO statute against climate deniers. No, we're not going to have a scientific debate. No, we're just going to shut you in jail. That's the intolerance of the left. And that's why they're bringing these people in, these dreamers from Mexico who are doing this. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about before we went to break. The Saudis coming out and saying, hey, the U.S. blew up, the U.S. government blew up the World Trade Center so they could create a war on terror. They're upset about the fact that the Senate has unanimously approved a bill that would allow victims of 9/11 to sue the Saudis if they can prove in court that they had something to do with it. Now, that, of course, has been the government's narrative. They wanted to say the Saudis did this. They wanted to blame it on the Saudis, but then they didn't want the Saudis to be held responsible 15 years ago. So what they did was they redacted those 28 pages. This is what a Saudi legal expert wrote. This was published in London. He claims that the American threats to expose documents that prove Saudi involvement in the attacks are part of a longstanding U.S. policy that he calls victory by means of archives. And what he means by that, he says he claims the U.S. chooses to keep some cards close to its chest in order to use them at a later date. One example is to choose not to invade Iraq in the 1990s, to keep its leader, Saddam Hussein, alive, to use him as a bargaining chip against other Gulf states. Only once Shiism threatened to sweep the region did America act to get rid of Hussein, he says, since they no longer saw him as an ace up their sleeve. And he claims the 9/11 attacks were another such card, enabling the U.S. to blame whoever suited its needs at a particular time. First blaming Al-Qaeda, then the Taliban, then Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq, and now, he says, Saudi Arabia. He said September 11 is one of the winning cards in the American archives. He says experts who analyze the images in the video of 9/11 agree unanimously that what happened in the Twin Towers was purely an American action, planned and carried out within the U.S. Proof of this is a sequence of continuous explosions that dramatically ripped through both buildings. And I would add, because we've talked about this multiple times, the key is Building 7. Building 7, a steel skyscraper, collapses in its footprint, never hit by a plane, never hit by a plane. It had some minor fires going on. And we've talked to the firefighters who were there, said, yeah, they heard explosions going off, saw the building come down. Silverstein said, pull it. How did they do that? They would have to have demolition in place quite a while before that day. They didn't just throw the demolition in there. It takes a very long time to prepare that. That, in and of itself, shows the lie of 9/11. The key is Building 7. Alex has focused on this for a very long time. But he goes on to say, expert structural engineers demolished them with explosives While the planes crashed into them only gave a green light for the detonation. They were not the reason for the collapse, but the U.S. still spreads the blame in all directions. Now, this guy who's writing this is a Saudi. Saudis are pushing back. He says the intention of the attacks, writes Al-Shamari, in his article, was to create an obscure enemy terrorism, which became what American presidents blamed for all their mistakes, that would provide justification for any dirty operation in any other countries, as well as the dirty operations that they do in America. The dragnet surveillance, the suspension of our civil liberties and constitution in the name of the war on terror, because the war on drugs just wasn't doing it for them enough. They'd had that for 45 years. They needed something bigger, something broader. It says his article comes amid a torrent of vociferous articles in the Saudi press that range from accusing the U.S. of being schizophrenic and in cahoots with Iran. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, Valerie Jarrett, essentially Obama's Henry Kissinger, is an Iranian. Yeah, did you know that? Did you know that her parents moved from Chicago to Iran? They were living there. She was born there. She grew up there. Iranian family values. There you go. Anyway, so now we're starting to see this happen. And, of course, look, folks, if these buildings just collapsed like that, why haven't people, not just suing the Saudis, why aren't they suing the architects? All of the skyscrapers. And, of course, we've pointed this out many times. No skyscrapers anywhere else in the world have ever collapsed from a fire. You can see skyscrapers that have burned for days in fires. And, yes, they turn into kind of twisted metal, but none of them have even fallen over or toppled over, let alone collapsed vertically down into their footprint like a controlled demolition. Why is it that when they had building codes after the Empire State Building was hit by a biplane earlier on, they had building codes saying, you know, these tall buildings could be hit by a plane. We need to design them so they can withstand being hit by a plane. Why hasn't anybody sued the architects of these buildings or the building inspectors in New York who allowed them to build a building that would fall down in its footprint when hit by a plane, or a building that would fall down in its footprint when not hit by a plane? Two planes, three buildings. Two planes, three buildings. Two planes, three buildings. Building 7 is the third building. So, and as we've had a guest, Tony Rook out of the UK, doing documentary on this, he says, why is it that we haven't had changes in the way firefighters are instructed to fight these fires? We talked to him on the nightly news, interviewing a firefighter who resigned and said, look, if this is true, if steel skyscrapers can suddenly collapse in their own footprint without warning because of a fire, then we need to have a different approach to fighting fires in high-rise steel buildings. That hasn't changed either. So where are the lawsuits against the building inspectors, against the architects? Where are the changes in the procedures for the firemen? No. Nothing changed except our Constitution. Nothing changed after 9/11 except our Constitution. Now, New York Times comes out today, and here we are going down the same path again, because, you know, the Wall Street Journal said, look, Alex Jones is Donald Trump has turned into an Alex Jones caller because he's talking about the 28 pages. Now we see the New York Times coming out saying, Donald Trump is pushing conspiracy theories. The right-wing media gets its wish. They come in here and say, ever since talk radio, cable news, and the Internet emerged in the 1990s as a potent political force on the right, Republicans have used those media to attack their opponents through a now familiar two-step. Outlets like the Drudge Report and Fox News, along with radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh, they're personally broaching topics now, and they say Trump is personally broaching these topics, like Bill Clinton's marital indiscretions. Marital indiscretions. See, that's the euphemism that the liberal press uses when they talk about rape being done by a Democrat. If a Democrat president rapes you, it's a marital indiscretion. That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. How can these people put this stuff out with a straight face? The paper of record, really? The New York Times are supposed to respect these people, and the Washington Post, after the hatchet jobs they're doing? I mean, come on. This is ridiculous, folks. They say, they have a quote from Rush Limbaugh. He says, Trump has gone to all of this Clinton conspiracy stuff, doing the job the American media and the Republican Party won't do. Well, you know, Sean Hannity had yesterday a brother of the Border Patrol agent that was killed in Fast and Furious. And I thought it was very interesting. He said that he had been contacted. He and his sister had been contacted by Donald Trump. Donald Trump showed up, met with him, didn't tell the media. And this was months ago. Didn't tell the media that he wanted to meet with him. He met with the brother and the sister of the Border Patrol agent who was killed. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. And he said last summer, Donald Trump did the same thing with his mother. He said it was nobody but Trump, his Secret Service protection, and he and his sister, and that Donald Trump had gone to his mother last summer. I think Donald Trump wants to get to the bottom of a lot of things that are bothering us. You know, we've got a lot of things that just don't add up. And we understand that the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the mainstream media have been lying to us. Bold-faced lies. We want some answers. And that's one of the good things about a Donald Trump presidency that'll come out of this. I think we're going to get some answers to some long-hanging things. I mean, look at what's happening already with 9/11, the missing 28 pages. And again, we said, if those missing 28 pages get released, it's going to cause things to start unraveling. Already you're seeing this criminal alliance start to unravel. And people are starting to point fingers at each other because they're not going to take the rap for the other guy who set this whole thing up. So this is going to start unraveling. But let me read you the rest of this article, some excerpts from this article in the New York Times talking about how Donald Trump is becoming a right-wing conspiracist. Okay? They say his whole frame of reference is daytime Fox News and InfoWars, a website run by conservative commentator Alex Jones. And they, again, call us the lunatic fringe. They say they cite his willingness to appear on the radio show of Mr. Jones, who has claimed that Michelle Obama is a man. Okay, come on, folks. This is a parody. It's not serious. But, you know, if Michelle Obama were a man, if she were a tranny, wouldn't that be something the left would want to celebrate, not get angry about? I mean, wouldn't Obama be so happy about that? They could put tranny bathrooms all through the White House. You know, that would be something he would celebrate. And, you know, quite frankly, Obama, interestingly enough, is transitioning himself. You know, he transitioned from an Indonesian. You know, he had Indonesian values. He grew up in Indonesia. And this is not even in dispute, folks. This is not about the birth certificate. We know that Obama grew up in Indonesia. He got the Muslim education. He didn't grow up in America. He didn't grow up with American values. This is one of the reasons why we have things like natural-born citizen requirements in our Constitution. This is a guy who grew up in Indonesia. Then he transitioned into being an American. Now he's transitioning into being a globalist. Actually, what he's turning into, Obama is turning into an Asian. Yeah, he's trans-Asian, I think, because he's over in Vietnam, and he has now become a Vietnamese shoe salesman. Maybe that's going to be his next career. A Vietnamese shoe salesman. This is from McClatchy. Trade pitch turns Obama into a salesman for Vietnamese shoes. Okay, let's play a video of this. We've got Obama in Vietnam selling shoes.
I say this not to single out Vietnam. No nation is perfect. 2 centuries on, the United States is still striving to live up to our founding ideals. We still deal with our shortcomings. Too much money in politics and rising economic inequality. Racial bias in our criminal justice system. Women still not being paid.
He hates America,
as much as men doing the same job. We still have problems, and we're not immune from criticism. I promise you, I hear it every day.
Yeah, he hears it from himself.
But that's scrutiny.
Well, scrutiny.
That open debate. Confronting our imperfections and allowing everybody to have their say has helped us grow stronger and more prosperous and more just. I've said this before. The United States does not seek to impose our form of government on Vietnam.
No, we don't seek to impose
it
on America.
I speak of, I believe, or not.
Okay, let's hold it right there. Let's make that clear. Obama doesn't seek to impose our form of government on the federal government. He routinely ignores the Constitution, bypasses it with executive orders, ignores the Fourth Amendment, ignores the Fifth Amendment, ignores the First and Second Amendment. There isn't any part of the American government that he wants to impose on America, okay? He wants a completely different system. He's made that abundantly clear. Let's talk about the trade issue here, because this is the key, I think, for Donald Trump. You know, when Roger Stone came here, I interviewed him once. And after the interview, I said to Roger Stone, I agree with Donald Trump on a lot of issues, but I said, I've got a lot of problems with him on some civil liberties issues, on eminent domain, other things. You know what Roger told me? He said, if we don't get Donald Trump in, we're not going to have a country. You know, this is an existential fight, folks, over the existence of America. And I came to realize that, you know, I want to see our Constitution restored. I want to see the Bill of Rights restored. They've been violated in every single aspect. But we're not going to have a Constitution or a Bill of Rights if we don't have a nation. This is a struggle of nationalism versus globalism. Senator Sessions has really led the way in this fight. He's made that clear. He's written op-eds himself. He's been educating Donald Trump since last August on the details of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that he was the only senator to take a look at, these transatlantic, trans-Pacific partnerships. He tried to educate the Senate. They didn't want to hear it. Donald Trump wanted to hear it. This has been something that he's been authentic on for decades. And this is a sovereignty issue, folks. We're going to have our economy managed abroad by people that aren't accountable to us in any way whatsoever. The same people who wrote this treaty are going to have their own rewrite of it. It's a living document, as Senator Sessions pointed out. They're going to be able to manage our economy. And, you know, we talk about the fact that, well, you know, Vietnam is making all these textiles and shoes and everything, things that used to be made in America, completely shut down the textile industry in North Carolina. We're told that's a great deal. We need to have a service economy. It's so clean. No, you're going to be serfs in a servant economy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and here's Alex Jones to respond to the New York Times hit piece. Alex?
Absolutely, David. Thank you for doing the show today. I've taped some special broadcast segments that will air later, early this morning, taking care of some really big news developments, very, very positive things right now. I don't just host the show and augment the nightly news. I also have to run the operations. I'm the CEO, the director, the chief cook, and bottle washer, and it's just powerful to be driving along in Austin, Texas, listening to David Knight, a local FM station. And then after I left that area, out of the listening area, I was able to just click over to the free iPhone app. It's just great to have this technology and to be able to listen to the great job you're doing, David. You know, the Saudis coming out and saying, hey, you know, yeah, okay, we're involved, so are you. Well, absolutely, it's these shadow criminal networks. But the reason I wanted to call in was that New York Times article that I had intended to cover today, obviously, because it came out yesterday. Look, I haven't wanted to brag on air. I haven't wanted to make a big deal out of this, quite frankly, because I don't want to give the enemy the intel. But they already have his phones tapped. They already know exactly what's going on with Trump. And years ago, people told me, hey, you know, Trump's really a patriot, knows about the New World Order behind the scenes, and is obsessed, you know, with stuff like the JFK assassination, obsessed with the Federal Reserve, and obsessed with globalism, and you know, vaccines causing autism, because, you know, his youngest son, folks, that's kind of a big secret, but people should just look into that. That's why you don't see him out in public. So Trump in the last decade's really woken up, and he's playing them, and they're scared. They're really concerned. Now, some of the elite think he might be playing the Patriots, is going to double cross, and just wants to take over himself. So either way, they hate his guts. But you wouldn't have a takeover artist like that who would actually be putting these issues out, because once you let the genie out of the bottle, it destroys the globalist. So the things he's saying against the New World Order, against globalism, about shadow government, the Clintons, and murder and rape, is giant long coffin nails to them. But now that you have the New York Times saying, look, he gets his worldview from Alex Jones, from Infowars.com, and from Fox News, well, Fox News is becoming us because we're the closest to reality. So what's happened is, Drudge is probably the biggest media outlet in the world for aggregating information. We're large as well, but, you know, probably a third that size. But our information analysis is so hardcore, it's amplified by Drudge, it's amplified by patriots, it's amplified by military people, it's amplified by folks that are informed. People know that our guest, our research, our analysis is extremely powerful. And folks are waking up that we've really been taken over by a foreign world government. Because the globalists are out in the open admitting we've got a world government that's corporate. So they want to have their cake and eat it, too, and say there is no corporate world government. But at the same time, there is. Or the vaccines are safe, but we just recall the polio vaccines. It's got live cancer virus in it. That was 3 weeks ago. Something I've said 10,000 times in 20 years. I probably say it every day. Don't take the polio vaccine. I mean, you know, so people know. Harvard comes out and says, yeah, fluoride brain damages you, gives you bone cancer, reduces fertility. Well, they knew that in the 20s. We're being validated in spades, in triplicate. We're also going out and showing the violent anti-free speech people. Just InfoWars doing that is blowing their operations. And Drudge linking to us. So it's showing what a paper tiger these people are. And it's such an epic time to be alive because the talking points we've put out that are dead on about what's going on have now spread to Limbaugh, Hannity, everybody else. Michael Savage was pretty much always there to a certain extent. He certainly always knew. He's hardcore, getting more hardcore. And so they can't shut us all up. So they sit there saying, we're the legitimate media. We're God. We tell you what to believe when they have a 6% trust rate. So David, it's an epic time. And have the New York Times saying, look, he gets his info from Alex Jones. It's worse than that. He's going around behind the scenes, folks. I already knew this. Talking to everybody. Trump thinks he's going to save America. He's for real. He's a patriot. We basically are about to have an Alex Jones billionaire as the president, okay? I'm going
to
come right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy?